The votes are all in for Homer's recall election of three Liberal city council members, but the results are not yet clear. The politically divided town will remain in limbo until absentee votes are counted on Friday. KBBI's Aaron Bolton has more on the unofficial results.
As the ballots came in Tuesday evening, it quickly became clear the election is too close to call. Just over 1,000 voters went to the polls to decide the fate of Homer City Council members Donna Adderhold, Catriona Reynolds, and David Lewis. The council members found themselves embroiled in controversy earlier this spring after sponsoring a failed resolution regarding inclusivity. Petitioners argue the council members intended to make Homer a sanctuary city, committing misconduct in office and economically damaging tourism. The three elected officials enjoyed a small victory after Tuesday's votes showed them slightly ahead, meaning they would keep their seats. Each council member is voted on individually, and the margins vary from about 80 to 30 votes, razor thin. Councilmember Lewis was happy the votes are in.
It feels good. You know, it's nice to hopefully have this whole thing over with, and we can get back to quote-unquote normal life, whatever that's going to be now.
But there are more than 700 absentee ballots to count, along with several question ballots. Lewis hopes the absentee ballots will mirror the regular vote. Adderhold and Reynolds say they will wait and see. But Reynolds feels vindicated by the results.
I think that shows that half of the community, even if they didn't agree with what we were trying to do with the resolution, understood that that was just part of the day-to-day life of being city council member.
If the preliminary numbers are anything to go by, the results show a community split almost down the middle on the issue. And you could see that divide all over town on election day. Supporters and opponents of the recall gather about one block away from each other on Pioneer Avenue. Red pro-recall signs sprouted up near a city park downtown, but one lone speck of blue stands out.
We had healthy discussion on this corner.
Yeah,
we're like Willie and the Poor Boys.
Alex Copland holds an anti-recall poster next to Coletta Walker, a recall supporter. As people drive by, some honk, wave, or give thumbs up or down.
We get more thumbs ups because they don't know whether it's him or us.
Yeah, that's true. We're getting a lot of
Everybody's
thumbs
been positive.
Up because nobody quite knows because of the blue sign and the red
sign. And I'm saying just vote today.
We want people to vote, but also we have our priorities too.
Right.
But yeah.
The vote has become a proxy battle for disputes about national politics. Larry Zaccaro is one of the sponsors of the recall petition. His sign reads, "You're fired," a nod to President Trump's catchphrase on the reality TV show The Apprentice. Zaccaro is one of the larger financial backers of Heartbeat of Homer, the pro-recall political action committee. He says he's very aware of the divisiveness fracturing the community, and he says he's looking forward to putting the issue behind him.
I didn't want to be in the newspaper. I don't want to be on the radio. I don't want my face all over the place. I've got the angry calls. I have people at work that won't talk to anymore. But when that resolution hit my inbox, there was no choice.
Chairman of Homer Citizens Against the Recall, Ron Keffer, and a handful of supporters gather down the street.
Support free speech. Vote no on the recall.
Both Keffer and Zaccaro share some common ground when it comes to how the community will handle the election results. Each agrees it may take a long time for anger to dissipate. Here's Keffer.
And we have to find a way to understand each other a little better, because right now there isn't even any understanding going on.
Absentee votes will be counted and the vote certified Friday afternoon. Until then, those dug in on both sides will just have to wait.
That was Aaron Bolton reporting from Homer.